3C to take up that case as far as the appointment of the election commissioners is concerned. That hearing coming up in the Supreme Court to hear the petitions on the appointment process, with the centre there defending the appointment of the new election commissioners. In a mega exclusive interview to NDTV, the Chief Justice of India speaks exclusively saying that no case is big or small, and that their motto is to be there to stand for the people of India. Lok Sabha polls and Congress likely to release its third list of candidates, and that announcement is expected soon, with another round of meetings to take place before that comes about. Ahead of the polls, crucial meetings in Maharashtra, MBA to meet all top leaders at Sharad Pawar's residence. In the MBA meeting, will be discussing the seat-sharing formula, and Raj Thackeray, MNS's chief, will also be meeting his party members after having met Amit Shah. Key BJP meet to select Tamil Nadu's candidates in Delhi, and that meeting is coming up in order to finalise. And from sources, what we are hearing is that at least 15 seats from Tamil Nadu is what the BJP is likely to contest on. Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi's chief minister, files for a fresh petition in Delhi's High Court, saying that the Enforcement Directorate should not be taking coercive action. Do remember, this is the day that he has been summoned by the ED for the ninth time. Let's get to your top story, and that's the Supreme Court that will be hearing petitions on the process as far as the appointment of the two new election commissioners is concerned. The petition that has been filed against the process that was adopted in order to appoint the new ECs, well, the centre there defending the appointment, and that case that is going to be coming up. And this is a case which the Supreme Court has agreed to review that series of petitions opposing the appointment of the two new election commissioners under a law that was passed in 2023. These petitions raise objections to the exclusion of the Chief Justice of India from the selection panel. Of course, the Election Commission faced vacancies following up the retirement of Anoop Chandra Pandey on the 14th of February and the unexpected resignation of Arun Goyal on the 8th of March. So two new election commissioners, that's Ganesh Kumar and Mr. Sandhu, both 1988 batch IAS officers, hailing from Kerala and Uttarakhand cadres respectively, were appointed. Well, the Chief Justice of India says our mission is to stand by the common people. The Supreme Court is always there for citizens of India, irrespective of wealth, social status, caste, religion or gender, or irrespective of who really is in power. No case is too small or too big for the highest court. Let's listen in to the Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, who spoke with my colleague Ashish Bhargav.
As a head of Indian judiciary, how you ensure common people that a judiciary is for them and working hard for them?
Let me put it in just a few sentences. First and foremost, I think the greatest strength of the Supreme Court of India and of our high courts and the district judiciary is that we are people's courts. There's a purpose why these courts were created in terms of the constitutional structure. And this was to ensure that irrespective of your wealth, irrespective of social status, irrespective of caste, irrespective of religion, irrespective of gender or any other social grouping, we provide justice to common citizens. And there is no case which is too small even for the highest court of the nation. And there is no case which is too big. We treat everyone with the same sense of equal treatment, and our mission ultimately is to stand by common people. And we are conscious of the fact that irrespective of who is in power in which state, common people do have concerns, whether it is on issues pertaining to their daily lives or some of the more important issues which confront the nation. And the judiciary is a very vital element in the preservation of the rule of law. And it is when people have faith in the work which courts do that we really gain legitimacy as part of the overall constitutional fabric. So I want to send this message across that we are there for the common citizens every moment of our working lives. Sometimes I get emails even in the middle of the night, and I'm always available to answer those emails. I got an email at close to midnight that's there was a woman, a young woman who needed a medical termination of pregnancy. My staff got in touch with me. We constituted a bench right away the next day, and those cases were heard.